now at hits.com.au.
Now, probably one of the biggest docos to hit Netflix last year was Fyre Festival.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
great doco.
Those that don't know what we're talking about, it is about a guy named Billy McFarlane who created a fire festival on an island that was apparently owned by Pablo Escobar, right?
Mm.
Everything came crashing down. He had to move the party to the festival to another island.
Yeah.
By the time people actually got there, this was mainly for like influencers on Instagram or on social media. By the time they got there, nothing was the way that they actually portrayed it to be.
Yeah, it was supposed to be this primo festival where you were getting incredible accommodation, amazing acts. Tickets were like the top end were like $250,000 for a ticket.
Just crazy.
It was wild.
Now, it was a really good doco to watch. And I think one of the biggest things to come out of that was the guy who was one of his mentors that was willing to do some crazy stuff just to get some water to the festival goers that were there. Now, last night, I think it was on GW7, either what channel, they had Fyre Fraud on there.
Right.
Which is another doco.
Oh.
I actually thought it was the Fyre Festival, exactly the same one, because I was like, who's going to be competing with that one, right? Because it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But as I was watching it last night, they actually had Billy McFarlane on there.
Right. Because he's the villain that you never hear from in the other
one. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you never saw him in Netflix's special. But in this one, so there's a streaming service called Hulu from the States. So they've created another one called The Fyre Fraud, one of the local channels picked up and actually aired it last night. And it is so interesting.
Yeah, right.
Because obviously the Fyre Festival one from Netflix says that no one had accommodation. But the Fyre Fraud one says there actually were people in villas.
Yeah.
They were in accommodation.
Yeah, right.
It was just the majority weren't.
Okay.
And flights were leaving that night that they flew in as well too.
Mm.
So there were a lot of like flights that were getting everyone off
people
the island.
People weren't completely trapped.
That's exactly right. So really, really interesting. Definitely worth the watch. If you did watch the one on Netflix, you definitely have to watch the one that aired last night. And I'm pretty sure, because it was free to air, you should be able to re-watch it.
On catch-up.
You're on like a catch-up online. But yeah, interesting ads. Mm. If you do want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.